Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all of their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. I just recently had a flood in Vegas. You guys know all about it because I've vlogged it, and I used Angie to find painters to come and repaint from the flood damage, and I'm telling you, it was the easiest process that I could have ever gone through. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that will tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Is this thing on?
All right, gentlemen, coming to main stage next, this is Bunny. Get up there. She's got a tornado of titties coming your way. Get those dollar bills ready. She's got an ass that shakes like Michael J. Fox. So get up there and throw them dollars.
Dude, that is fucking iconic. What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today, my baby girl is in the house, Jade Amber. What the fuck is up, baby?
Hi.
Sorry, mom's sitting right here and I'm just cussing left and right.
She does too. It's okay.
Dude, this outfit, she walked in, I was like, hello, nurse. She looks so pretty. I love it. Can you stand up and model this outfit for us really quick?
Yeah.
I mean, look at, first of all, body for days, body and face. But how cute is that? We wouldn't expect anything less from Jade, though, right?
I know. I had to. I was like, Nashville is all rhinestones, so.
Yes, baby. I love it. I love it. So what's up? How are you?
Nothing. Me and my mom just went on our first flight yesterday.
How was that? So first time ever flying?
Yes, like ever. Well, I had flown before when I was like 3 with my aunt, and she said I screamed the whole time. I wouldn't expect anything less, but it was fun. It was kind of felt like a roller coaster, like when your stomach like drops, and I liked it, but I'm like, if anything bad were to happen, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, to, no, like, not at all. No. What did you think about it, Mom? You're allowed to talk.
I loved it.
You loved it? Yeah, good.
So scared, but it was fun.
So I didn't know you and I are the same age, I think. How old are you? Okay, so I'm 42. I'll be 43 in January. Yeah, so I'm old enough to be your mama, Jade.
I know.
Is that not fucking insane?
No, I'm just, that is, you know what? Crazy. Just,
I'll be your online mama. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, like, you'll be my little baby girl. I know. Crazy. All right, so let's, you know, everybody wants to know what the fuck Jade Amber is up to.
I know.
Like, first of all, where's Prince? I'm just kidding. I saw your live today and I just had to do it. I was like, that's the first
thing
I'm going to ask
her. It's like everyone,
her.
And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like to know a child's location at all times is crazy.
No, it's fucking weird.
But it's also always with moms who are always with their kids. The one moment they're not, they're like, oh, where are your kids at?
It's crazy because society will condemn women who stay at home with their kids all day long and pretty much like be like, oh, they're not doing anything with their lives. They chose to be a stay-at-home mom. And then when you actually branch out to go and do something to, like, you know, further your brand or to, like, you know, do an interview or just anything, well, where's your kids?
Right.
So it's like, which one is it? You guys make up your fucking minds.
Right. But then if you're like fully working, they're like, oh, but you're never with your kids.
Yeah.
It's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
I feel like they do that to Megan Fox all the time too. They're like, where are her kids?
And she's, I didn't even know she had kids.
Yeah, she's got 3. She's Milfarama, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So let's talk about baby Jade. Take me back to your childhood. Where did you grow up? While mom's sitting here.
So I was born in North Carolina, but like my parents moved to Connecticut when I was like 6 months old. So I was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina. But then I grew up in Connecticut. And actually somehow I like remember a lot of it. We moved whenever I was 8. And like, I mean, from what I can remember, like, it was a pretty normal, like, childhood and stuff like that. But it was definitely a lot different than, like, North Carolina and stuff like that. But also, like, growing up as a teen somewhere and, like, being a child is completely different.
Yeah, different stages of life.
Yeah. And sure. Connecticut, like, I mean, it was nothing crazy. I had lived in a neighborhood. That was the only time I've ever lived in a neighborhood. And, like, I would always just be outside playing with my friends. Sometimes, like, I would, like, take their toys. Like, we'd be playing with something, and I would literally bring toys home. My mom would take me and all my siblings and, like, bring us back to the house and be like, please give them their toys back. Thank you. Like, you do not need to have their stuff. But, yeah, and Connecticut was, like, haunted.
Were you, like, a mean girl as a kid? Just, like, hey, give me your toy. Like, big baby Debo?
Not really. Just like, I don't even think people. I just thought about it. I was yeah. just, like, you're just, like, I'm like playing this, with this. And they never said it. Anything. So I was just, like, this is mine.
Jade, I could see Jade having that charismatic personality yeah. where people are just, like, here's your gift,
like,
goddess.
I didn't mean anything. I was just, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna say this is fun, like, I want this for myself.
I love that. I never knew people actually really lived in Connecticut because fucking when I grew up on the West Coast,
right?
So the only time I ever heard about Connecticut was in the Babysitter's Club book series. I don't know if you guys know about that. You're way too young for that, but your mom might know about it. But there's a whole thing, and they, like, lived in, like, New Haven, Connecticut or something like that, and I was like, this is so cool, people on the East Coast, you know, because I was from the West Coast. So to hear you say that you're from, that you lived in Connecticut is just crazy to me, because I
yeah.
never knew people actually fucking live there. Yeah. Shout out Connecticut.
Right.
Shout out all you peeps in Connecticut.
Right. Whenever I think of Connecticut now, I think of Jerry Springer.
Is that where they were yes. at too? Go fucking figure. Yes. Okay.
Everyone says there's, like, a whole bunch of crazies from Connecticut.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. They fucking, it's fucking white trash bash in fucking yeah. Connecticut then.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
In Middletown. So it was, I don't know, it was, like, pretty regular, but I had, like, walked to school, like, and there would be, like, snow up to my face. Like, oh, it was so different.
You had to walk
than
barefoot in the snow? You get to tell Prince that story. You could be like, literally. I walked barefoot in the snow.
I know.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But in North Carolina, like, if there's, like, a sprinkle of, like, cold rain or, like, barely a snowflake, they're like, oh, close the schools down. So.
Oh, no, it's crazy. They do that out here, too. Yeah. And I'm like, what? We used to have, like, explosions in Vegas, and they still didn't fucking. We still had to.
Explosions.
Because there's, like, power plants and shit out there that would, like, explode and do weird shit. And they still never fucking canceled school. Like, we had to fucking go to school with the world burning around us, and nobody
so
fucking
scary.
Cared. Literally, it fucking gets too slushy out here. My kid's like, I've got a week off. And I'm like, oh, God, what are we doing for a week, right. kid? Like, thanks. So how long did you guys live in Connecticut for?
We lived in Connecticut from the time I was, like, 6 months old till I was 8. So, like, 8 years.
Okay.
It was a long time. And then the recession happened and rent was, like, freaking through the sky. So then they moved to North Carolina and I grew up in Bun Level, but I went to school. Bun Level is so small. It's literally, like,
mom's over here cracking up.
It's literally in the middle of nowhere, like, country. Like,
is this in North Carolina? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
But I went to school near Fayetteville, so that's why, like, whenever I went to whenever I worked at the Hooters in Charlotte, people were like, where are you from? I'm like, this is too much to explain. So I would just, like, be like, Fayetteville, because I grew up, like, my childhood in Connecticut, but then, like, my teenage years was in like Spring Lake, close to Fayetteville. But growing up in North Carolina was crazy because, like, I would get so caught up in the wrong people all Aww. The time.
When you say wrong people, what do you mean? Did you ever do drugs, like, and stuff like that?
When I was, like, 14, like, I did not. Like, I was just doing whatever. Like,
yeah.
They would, like, hand me something and I would just take it. Not anything crazy, but,
well,
like.
Well, that wasn't really back then because you're so young. But
yeah.
Drugs weren't like they were now, though. Like, yeah. Now you never know what the fuck you're going right. to get a hold of. Like, in the past few yeah. years, it's just changed so much. So even, like, you know, fucking 6-7 years ago, drugs weren't. They were still bad, but they right. weren't like you would be taking your last mm-hmm. breath type shit, you know?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. It was just like I had just gotten into high school and, like, I was already, like. Not smoking weed, but, like, there was one weekend where I got into so much trouble and it's, like, engraved in my brain because
you,
it was, like,
do?
One of those times where you get in trouble and, like, oh, yeah. your stomach is literally in your ass. You're so scared. And it was so bad.
What did,
like,
you do? Walk us through it. We want to know. Mom's like, oh, shit.
Like, So
no, I think it makes you human though, because you know everybody gets to see how you're just this amazing mom. You're you know, vlogging all the time. We us as creators, we only put out what we want people to see, you know. And I think it's cool that it's relatable when people actually get to hear, oh my god, Jade Amber got in trouble. You know, especially for people around your, the same age as you. You know, it it's a beautiful story to watch people be able to go through shit and come out of it.
And when you're so young, like, you don't, like, obviously your parents have told you, like, be careful who you hang out with, but she's like, okay, whatever, like, I like her, like, what are you gonna do? So me and my friend at the time, she was like my best friend, even though I had just met her. It was like one of those relationships, like, you meet somebody, you're like, oh my god, this is like my sister that I've never met. So we were like always together. And there was one weekend where I told my mom that I was with her, and she told her mom that she was with me. And it was one of those things where, like, the freshman girls were like, hang.
Sorry, guys. He is fucking. Is that in your earphones, memes? I'm so sorry. Chachi is just over here and love listening to Jade falling asleep.
But it was one of those things where, like, the senior boys of like high school or like juniors were like hanging out with freshmen. And so I was at her house, but we ended up like going, you know how like stoners like in high school will like hang out in the woods and like just do weird stuff. Like,
So dude, we used to have fucking, we used to hang out in forts. We would carve like, shit out in deserts and hang, like, it was weird with like, the roaches. It was weird.
Not roaches.
Weird kid. I did weird shit, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we were like hanging out in the woods, and then one of them, one of the people was there. I can like barely remember exactly who all of them were because this was when I was like 14. But one of them was like, oh well, my mom has a camper outside, like we can go be in a camper, like we can go chill in the camper, because it was like November, December time, but it was like cold. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. It kind of feels like summertime outside. I swear to God,
I was saying that to my niece today whenever we went to fucking the gym. I was like, bro, it is like last November was fucking freezing. This November is like, we are still not even wearing sweatshirts and jackets.
But then at night it's like
freezing.
Freezing, So it was probably like that back then. I can't really remember, but I remember it got really cold at night. So they're like, why don't we go in the camper? So we're like in the camper, just like, oh my gosh. At the time, like, everyone was like taking triple C's. I don't even know what it is now, but apparently it's like, I don't even, do you know what it's called? Like,
well,
I don't,
you're the second person to come on the podcast and talk about them. Mimi knows about them.
Yeah, but like, if you take too many, like, trip out. So, like, that's what they were doing or whatever.
God, that's scary. Taking heart shit.
So like one of the guys ended up like taking too many and was like seizing. It was the freaking scariest thing I've ever freaking seen. And like I was only 14, like what is going on? But there's like all these older people around me and my friends over there like making out with some guy, and I'm just like, what is going on? And it was just like so crazy. And then people are just like, because it was in a neighborhood and we were in high school, so it was people who lived around there, and then they would see other people that I knew, and everybody's just like coming in and out, and we were drinking, and they had like freaking, I don't even know what it was. It was some white liquor, and I had never drank before. And it was like, now that I know what liquor is, probably moonshine or something, like some crazy hard stuff. And long story short, like we were just out, like just partying, whatever. So what, it becomes the morning
dude
time.
That was seizing live.
Oh, I forgot to even freaking say. So basically, like, he was
hanging.
Like,
I just want to make sure he didn't croak.
He was like unresponsive and like couldn't talk. We were trying to get him to say his ABCs, like everything. Mind you, I'm like young. I don't even know what they're doing. I'm like, what the freak is going on? So they ended up like, I don't know. I don't even remember what they did, but he did live. That's all I know. Like he became conscious and all that stuff. I think he just like went to sleep, but it was like scary, like
I mean, that's really fucking scary to see.
I know. I don't even think my mom knew that detail of the story.
Mom, you're learning new things today.
But I don't know, I was like, well, what the freak.
Well, it scared her straight pretty much, so
yeah,
that's good.
I was like, oh heck no. So that happened, and then it becomes like morning time, like nobody's went to sleep, everybody's just been up all night. And then one of the guys, he came from like a really nice neighborhood, so I don't really know what happened to him. I don't even know why he was hanging out with that group of people. Like, his mom was really nice and she was really pretty, but that's besides the point. So he was like, I can call my mom and like have her bring us groceries, because we're all like don't got no money, like we're just out here with like a whole bunch of alcohol and whatever, but like no food. And he's like, I'll tell my mom to bring us food, pizza, chips, all this stuff. So she's like on the way, or it was his grandma or something like that. He called his mom, tell his grandma, whatever. And at the time I was only 14, so I didn't really have a phone. But the phone that I did have, I don't even know if it worked like without Wi-Fi. Right. I think it was probably an iPod or something. And one of the somebody's phone, I think it was my friend, I almost said her name, I don't want to say her name. She was like, your mom's asking where you're at. And I'm like, what? And she was like, your mom is asking where you're at. And I was like, what do you mean? So I like get on her phone and I like log into my Facebook Messenger, and my mom's like, Jade Amber, where the fuck are you at? What are you doing? Where are you at? You told me you were at so-and-so's house and I went over there, and her mom laughed in my face and said, she don't know where y'all are. Like, where are you at? Da, da, da. My heart fell into my cooch.
Oh, that's the worst. When I was, they use the so first scared. And middle name too. You
I was know like, you're in fucking trouble. That's what she's always called me whenever, Jade Amber, Jade Amber. So I was like, I'm just going by Jade Amber, like, yeah, at this point, but I like it. So, I was like freaked out. Like, it was like one of the, like, the world stopped. I was like, I gotta go. Like, I don't care if the food, like, I don't care if the food is coming,
you
whatever.
You just get so sick to your stomach, you literally just like puke.
The vibe was completely gone. I was like, yeah, oh my God, I have got to go. So, next thing you know, I'm like getting dressed. I'm thinking I have time. Like, I, oh my gosh, I was like so scared. And cause I was just like, I knew I was in the wrong. Like, I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing. Like, was just being crazy.
Yeah.
So, and my friend was there and she was just like, she was kind of freaked out too. So I'm like putting on my hoodie, hurrying up. And all of a sudden I hear beep, beep. Oh. And then I was like, what was that? And then all of a sudden I hear banging on the camper, like, doom, 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 doom. And she was like, Jade Amber, get your ass out of here.
Oh, no. Mom, how did you know? How'd you know where they were?
I called the cops. They've been looking for her all night.
Oh. And how did you know she wasn't at her friend's house? You just had a hunch? Just mama's hunch?
Oh, the friend's mom.
Oh, that's right. You went to the friend's mom's house. Okay. But, like, what made you go to the friend's?
I think her mom texted you, right?
No, it took her house.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, how did you find it? Like, why were you like, where is Jade?
Yeah, like, did you just have a hunch? Like, you, and that you were like, let me go check
up on
my
kid. I thought
she
texted you and asked about Gabby.
I can't remember if that happened, but the cops were looking for her all night. So I was really worried.
Yeah, no, for sure, as you should. Oh, did you get your ass whipped?
Yes.
Yeah.
She literally, I don't know if anybody remembers what Sharkeesha did in that one video. It was like a punch slap. She literally just came at me like, she only did it one time, but she just came at me and just whacked me
good
in the face. It was like, what are you doing?
Sometimes
she was just so scared.
It.
Like, yeah, she was literally like, yeah, what are you doing? Like, yeah. I was just so young. And yeah, they had an Amber Alert out for Jade Amber that night.
Oh,
and
my God.
I didn't know. And I was just out.
Just kicking it
in taking a camper
triple C's
at
in
some
a camper.
Some lady's house. Like, I literally was so scared. And the story isn't over. So I get out of the camper. I just immediately start crying, whatever. I get in the back of the seat. And we were in my grandma's HHR. And I guess my friend thought she was just good, like, just staying in the camper. And my mom was like, so-and-so, get your aunt out here. And like told her to get in the car because her mom didn't know where she was either. Like, I guess she really didn't know, but she thought it was funny because her mom was the type of mom, like, she was always in it too. Like, she, like, not really a good influence, I guess you could say.
Right.
So she thought it was funny when my mom, like, asked where she was at. And she was probably, like, high off of smoking or something.
Yeah.
And she just started laughing. And that made my mom, like, it just...
Mom's
like
gonna whip
really
her
brought
ass
her
too.
Because I think, like, my mom was just thinking, like, what if we can never find her again? You're over here laughing in my face, like,
yeah,
like, she was so scared. So, but I didn't know any of that. I didn't know they had almost had an Amber Alert out. Like, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And we go and we drop her off, and I just remember, like, going home and, like, running to my room and, like, crying.
So were you grounded forever after that?
Oh, I was, like, in trouble for a long time. That's like, crazy. A super long time.
That's crazy. But sometimes it's necessary because those are pivotal learning moments.
Oh,
in
yeah,
life.
For sure.
I just went through it with our daughter. She didn't have a phone for fucking 8 months because she decided to send nudes to people on Snapchat and hid a Snapchat from us for a year. So needless to say, when I found the Snapchat and went through it, I was just fucking like, okay, kid, you have sealed your fate. Right. So she didn't have a Snapchat, or she didn't have any social media for 8 months. And
but now she'll never do it again.
Exactly. Well, you know, never say never. She's 14, yeah. But, and she's our kid. So I
but
could
she
only
knows
imagine.
Better now. Like,
but it seems
sure.
like this time it's like a completely different kid, you right. know? So I'm like, I'm loving it. I'm just like, oh, please stay like this. You know, right. like hopefully that was a really good learning lesson yeah. for her. So I see that you're really close with your mom. Yeah. Is dad in the picture?
Yes. Okay. Parents are still together.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because I think I always hear about mom, but I never hear about dad, especially yeah. like online.
He's just very like, he's
mom said he's crazy.
Yeah, he's just, he is crazy. He just is a mess.
Like, are you guys close? Are you a daddy's girl or are you a mommy's girl?
I think I'm both. Like, yeah. I love them equally, but yeah. I'm not like, oh, I love my mom more. Or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Gotcha.
But my parents are homebodies, mm-hmm. so they don't ever really like for me to get my mom to come. Well, she wanted to come to Nashville regardless, but yeah. to get her out of the house, like she was so excited, and I was like yeah. excited too because my parents literally never go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, if it was up to me, I wouldn't fucking go anywhere either. So I totally understand and totally fucking resonate with that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move forward. You're growing up in what is the small town called?
Bun Level.
What did you get pregnant with Prince before or after Hooters? When did you start working at Hooters?
Okay.
What made you get involved with Hooters?
Okay.
Because you definitely look like a Hooters girl.
Yeah.
But you're like one of the hotter ones.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, their standards kind of
yeah it's great. It's different. You know what, I feel like that about strippers too.
Yeah,
like I feel like back in my day when I was dancing, the bitches were so hot, dude, and they were mm-hmm. like top notch, and now it's like anybody can dance. And yeah. you know, fucking get the money, girls. We're not hating at all, right. but it's just a different level.
I think
of shit
for me working at Hooters, I'll get back to what you said, but mm-hmm. like I don't know. Like, I was so excited to get hired on because I thought it was, like to get hired as a Hooters girl, like, you have to, like, make the mark and you have to, like, have the right things and, like, the personality and the looks and all this other stuff. But also, like, you have to keep up with it. Like, mm-hmm. and that's what I was just excited about. But even working at Hooters, like, I think it takes the fun out when nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares how they right. look or whatever. But, like, that's a part of the job, right. like, is to look like the girl next door right. or whatever. So mm-hmm. when girls didn't, it was like, dang, like, it's not even...
Like, you're not taking pride in even yeah, just the name.
Right.
Yeah, no,
like,
I totally
I just
work
at Hooters, but I was like, no, I'm a Hooters girl. Like, I loved it.
Yeah.
But, so, before I got pregnant, I'm going to have to go back all okay. the way back to my first job. My first job I got was when I was 16. Mm-hmm. I got a job at Zaxby's, and I was a regular cashier, and then I became a shift leader, like, after 6 months of working there, and then I became assistant manager when I was, like, 17. Mm-hmm. So, that happened, and...
You got good work ethic. It's the yes. Virgo in you.
Like, I always, like, everywhere that I've worked, I'm like, I have to, like, try to reach the next level.
You probably have a Capricorn somewhere in your chart, too.
I'll have to
do your birth chart for you.
Yeah. But, so I was working at Zaxby's. I became an assistant manager, and I was dating, like, what I thought was, like, my high school sweetheart, whatever. And we were dating for, like, a year, and then we had broken up because he was, like, cheating on me. Hmm. And, I don't like to bring him up a lot because I feel like I've already talked about it so many times.
That's how I feel
whatever.
About my fucking abusive relationship.
I know, I'm just like,
I'm like, it's not
Jesus
my identity.
Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I was like, I'm never getting back with him unless I'm pregnant. I didn't know no. at the time when I said that I was 9 weeks pregnant already.
And this is the guy that you used to do the YouTubes with?
Yes.
I did see your YouTube
yes.
before.
Yes. So
Does
I was
he have
pregnant.
A name? Does he have a name? Or are we allowed to say it or no? We'll just refer to him as baby daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
she said, no.
I'm like, I don't know. So,
respect.
I don't even know why, because I used to say his name all the time myself, but he's
just,
not really on social media, so
yeah,
I would just
it just gets
not.
To a point where it's like, you don't want that to be your identity. I've never yeah. said my abuser's name, the
right.
guy that I had was in the abusive
right.
relationship with.
Yeah.
It's just a preference.
Yeah. So, I was 9 weeks pregnant, and I told him, and I had, like, FaceTime him, and I was like, I'm pregnant. And he just looked at me like blank stare, like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Like, what? Like, we're not even together.
Don't you love that? Guys are like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Even
I
though,
know.
Sorry,
it's
mom,
like,
even though we've been banging, and, you know, fucking getting it on.
Right.
You know, like, how are you pregnant? Like, I don't know, motherfucker. How do you think? You know,
I know.
Like,
that's literally. And I was just like I was crying like hysterical because I was only when I got pregnant, I was only 18. Mm. So I was like, what the freak am I gonna do? Like, I'm in college. I'm trying to like get my degree. Like,
what were you going to college for?
Business administration.
What college were you going to?
Campbell University.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I ended up graduating. I never stopped.
You left like, that part out. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Like, that's very inspirational. Yeah. Young women need to hear that.
But, like, that's what I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm in college. Like, what the heck am I going to do? Because I was, like, living in a dorm. Well, no, at the time, I was living at an apartment that was, like, really close to campus. And I was going to classes, like, on campus. Mm. So I was like, I'm going to have to be walking around, waddling like a little penguin, pregnant, on campus. Like, yeah. What the heck? So we like met up the next day because I was like where I had called my friend. I was like, her name's Geneva. I was like, Geneva, I'm freaking pregnant. Like, what am I going to do? She was like, are you going to keep it? I said, am I going to what? Like, because I was only 18 and like the way I thought about like abortion before, I don't like was completely like, no, like, God forbid, don't, like, why would you do that? So when she asked me, I was like, what did you just say? So I was like, that wasn't even an option for me. Like, in my head, I was like, yeah, like, what the heck? I laid down and I did the thing. So, like, whatever. So, like, the next day, I met up with my baby daddy. And we went to CVS and got, like, two more. Because, you know, when you find out you're pregnant, like, you buy, like, 7 or 8 pregnancy tests. Just to make sure. You're like, this, I just want to know. Like, right. I need a clear sign, like, that I'm pregnant. So
I need to let it sink in. When the shock wears off, then you want to just have
I literally proof. Was like, what if it's a false positive? Like, right. Girl, shut up. But so we went to the CVS and we got like prenatals and like all this other stuff. And at the time, like I said, I was staying in an apartment that was like close to my college. But I didn't want to like be pregnant by myself and like right. us be in different households. So well, I was like,
there's probably a part of you that wanted to have that family structure.
Especially because my parents are still together. I was right. like, there's no way I'm about to be a baby mama, right? Like, single mom, like, right. no,
yeah,
which is so ironic now, but
crushing it though.
So we ended up getting a place together in December. I found out that I was pregnant in August, so mm-hmm. it took us a while to save up our yeah. money, because I was only a manager. I was only making like $12 an hour as a manager.
Were you still going to school during this time, yes, too? Yes,
I never stopped going to school. Like, good. Once I found out I was pregnant, I was like, I have to finish, like, I have to prove everyone wrong, because I knew that being pregnant at a young age, like, people were gonna be like, oh, this yeah. girl, like, especially the fact that I was in an interracial relationship mm-hmm. in like the South mm-hmm. and I was pregnant in college, like, everyone from like where I was from was just like, what the heck? And right. I was like, I have to graduate, like, if anything, I have to freaking graduate. So yeah,
I love that though.
Yeah, I was like determined. But like, that's one thing about me, like, if I say I'm gonna do something, like, I don't care how long it takes, I'm gonna do it,
right?
So I actually like took freaking pictures for my graduation that I still haven't even posted. I bought my own like pink cap and gown and everything. Aww. And it's like so cute.
Pink, it had to be pink.
Yes.
Of course. My have freaking... you always been obsessed with the color yes. pink? Yes. Okay.
And I don't know where, like, why, like,
mine's but... red, so I get it. I'm the same way.
Your car is so pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I was like, oh my gosh. But
it's the Elton John of G-Wagons. When I was getting it designed, I was like, just make it fucking ridiculous and red.
Yes. So that's like, how okay. I feel about pink. But since Prince is so young and a boy, I'm like, I've already gone so overboard. I'm like, I got to chill out for a little bit.
I think he gets it, though. Yeah, you know, kids get it does. At that young, even at
he
that
knows
young
it's age. My favorite color. So he's yeah. just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I literally forgot where I was at.
So you were talking about how you still stayed in school. You guys finally got the apartment yeah. in December.
Okay, so we were like living together, whatever. So excited to have Prince. We would like count down on this little whiteboard of like the days of when he was gonna come. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask me, like, where did you get Prince's name from? And literally, this sounds so bad. But when I was in college, like, I didn't want any names. Cause like, when you're picking out baby names, like, and you hear something that was like somebody you knew, you're like, no, like, I don't want that name. That, even if it was a cute name, you're like,
I hate when people name babies like grown ass men name, like Walt, you know, like, this is my son Walt, you
know,
like,
yes.
you had 9 months, I know. You know, and that's what you fucking came up with, and you're stuck with that for the rest. No offense to people named Walt, okay? I know, no offense to people named Walt, but come on, you don't want to see a little 9-month-old named Walt, you know? That's it's just weird. This is fucking weird.
That's what I'm saying. So
or Harold, you right, know, like,
like, be so real.
That's weird.
But so I was like in class and I'm like trying to come up with baby names, not in class, but like at the time, like in my life, I was looking for baby names or whatever. Yeah. And I just hear like a name here in college, like this guy that I was went to class with, which I like didn't even talk to him, whatever. And his name was Prince. And I was like, oh my God. And I didn't know that it was like a common name at the time.
Yeah.
But I was like, that name's iconic. So I'm snatching it. So I had like Prince. Mine. Right. And then there was another person who, another guy that was at my college, and his name was Zaire. And I didn't know him either at the time. Mm. And I was like, I'm stealing that one too. So then I just put Prince and Zaire together, and now it's Prince Zaire. And I thought, aww, it was like the cutest name ever, but like the story behind it is kind of like, what?
No, it is cute, so, though. Yeah. But you know, that's a, how did you get Jade's name?
I just came up with it. I loved it.
Yeah, like I'm sure something inspired it though. Like that's how people pick their kids' names.
Some, right.
I was named after a fucking boat, a yacht that my dad liked. Like, thanks, Dad. You know, like, so it's like people just, you see right, things and you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna name my fucking kid that. Yeah. So I mean, what you did is normal. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love the name Jade. I have a friend named Jade that I've grown up with, and I've always, aww, loved her name. Yeah.
Yes, and I love my name too. That's the thing. Like, I would be so sad if I like didn't it's, like my name.
The name is actually, you can brand the fuck out of that. Jade Amber.
Yes.
Like, you could do so many fucking things with that.
I know.
So, I mean, and we'll get into that too. So, right. All right. So, you picked out Prince's name. What happens next?
Okay. So, we end up, I'm like super pregnant, working at Zaxby's like 40 hours a week. Like, I already have cankles anyways. Like, if anybody knows what, I forgot what her name is from Lilo and Stitch, Nina or something like mm-hmm. that. If you see what her body type is, like the way her leg literally just goes into a foot,
oh,
that's me. And when I was pregnant, it was like crazy fat. Like, oh my gosh. You're
just retaining hella water.
Yes. Oof.
That's like, why, nothing about pregnancy. I've never had kids vaginally. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, my bonus baby.
Right.
Nothing about pregnancy is attractive to me. Like,
everything changes. I started getting spider veins.
Oh, I can't.
And it reminded me of like when I was in seventh grade, I had this teacher. Her name was Miss Bivens. And my friend like literally called her cottage cheese legs. And now it's like coming to bite me.
Oh, well, everybody has cottage cheese, baby. Everybody has.
No, but like she had like spider veins everywhere.
Oh.
And then like when I was pregnant, I was like, not me turning into Miss Bivens.
Oh,
like,
no. What the heck? Listen, I learned at a very, I learned that whatever I made fun of when I was younger, as I got older,
yeah,
started fucking happening to me. So nowadays, so I don't
like
talk
bad about people.
No, I'm me like, either, mm-hmm, dude. I'm like, oh, I love Jesus.
Yes.
Yep. I'm not going to talk bad about
anybody. Especially when I was pregnant. I was like, didn't say, like not even though, yeah, like you know how like you be talking with your friends, you're like, huh, mm-hmm, like that's so, yep, funny. Nope, wasn't,
nope,
funny.
The universe has a funny, mm-hmm, way of bringing it right back, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, no. So I was working at Zaxby's so much, like it would get to the point where like whenever I would get home, I would still be in my uniform, and we had, mm-hmm, to wear like red collared shirts, and my stomach, like you would be able to see like the bottom of my stomach, oh, like out, and I would
did
just
you get really
get
big
home. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen pregnancy pictures. Have you posted them?
Yeah, I have. Maybe before I a couple of times. Yeah. But I don't really have that many videos or anything.
Yeah,
but I would like get home and just like flop on the couch and like cry because my feet and ankles would hurt so bad because I was working so freaking much. So I literally worked up until I was like at least like a week before I had Prince, like the whole freaking time, because Zaxby's don't have no freaking, what is it called, maternity leave, like they don't have that. So I have Prince, and like I'm literally in the hospital with my laptop, like after I gave birth to him, like had so many emotions, like postpartum depression was so like real for me. I was
so
just
you
like
battled from postpartum.
Yes.
Tell me how you were feeling.
Not in the way where like, you know how some women have like suicidal thoughts or right, like really, really like dark thoughts like that. It was more so just like, who am I? What is going on? Like, what the heck?
Kind of like an identity crisis.
Yes,
type thing.
Mm-hmm. I was so like, I was so
that's
happy that he was
too
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so happy to have him, but I was also just like, what is going on? Like,
yeah,
especially when I got home. Like, I just remember the feeling now of thinking of like being in the hospital for 3 days. I felt like the walls were freaking caving in on, mm-hmm, me. And like, you just have to like write down every time he eats and like all this other stuff. And I'm not like the type of person to like be super organized and write all this stuff down. So I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I've freaking he was just on my boob for like hours at a time because I didn't even know how to breastfeed or anything. I didn't even do no research. Like, I just went into it so blindly. Like,
Mom, how did you feel whenever she got pregnant? Was it hard for you, your baby having a baby?
I was a little upset at first, but he is.
He's your baby. Yeah, he's cute too. He's got lots of personality.
Yes.
He's amazing.
He's literally so easygoing. Like,
when's his birthday?
His birthday is March 19th. He's a Pisces.
He's a Pisces Aries. Yes. He's on the cusp.
And he is so like, Mom's I feel
over
like,
here just,
I know, so like all of my family like loves him just as much as I do because he's just so chill. He's just like a little chill human being. Like, I don't know what I would have done if he was like super like hyperactive, like bouncing off the walls like a Tasmanian devil, like just running around doing like, he's literally just so content in his own little world, and like he'll come up and like show you stuff, and like he's just so
easygoing.
Were
you very relaxed with him when you were pregnant?
Like
as far as like emotions and stuff, or were you going through anything?
I want to say I was. Like at first I wasn't, because I went from leaving this guy who was cheating on me, who I was like madly in love with, but I was like, I'm over this, like what the heck. And then I don't even know, like,
so did you guys stay together the whole pregnancy?
Yes,
because you guys moved in with each other in December, and then so was he there at the birth and very active?
He was
and
there.
All that stuff. Okay.
He literally like bawled crying. Aww. Like he's a dramatic crier, and he literally like made the doctor cry. Like he was like screaming crying when Prince was born. Like, yeah, he loves he's a good dad though. But yeah, I don't know. Prince is just...
So you had Prince, and you're going through the postpartum, and, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, which way to go. How are you and him doing? Are you guys still good after he's born?
Yeah, we were good.
Lead me
through
that.
But whenever I had him, it was like, I think it was still when, like, how it is now where it gets, like, darker earlier. And I was at home with him, like, throughout maternity leave, obviously. And it just felt like my days were going by so fast, and I was like, everything was going on. I had so much homework that like I was like trying to be caught up on or whatever. I'm trying to learn how to breastfeed. Like, I didn't even know anything about breastfeeding. Literally when I had Prince, like he came out like a baby bird with his mouth wide open, like ready to hop on. And I was like, Mom, what do I do? She's never breastfed. She said, I don't know, put him on there. I put him on there.
Mom. But thanks, Mom.
Prince, he was like such a good breastfeeder too, but it was really hard, like, after first having him and being in school. And also, after I had Prince, my teachers let me do, like, online work because I was, like, going on campus and stuff. And so that, like, having classes on campus and online, you would think, like, online classes are easier, but you have so much more work. So it was just, like, a complete freaking
just overload
struggle. Yes,
sensory,
like,
overload,
seriously.
Yeah, because you're a new mom, you're figuring it out, you're back in together in this relationship, you're dealing with all your hormones settling, you're working full-time,
right?
Or, you know, were you still working full-time?
Yes. I think,
yeah, because they didn't have maternity leave, and then you're doing classes. That's a lot to take on
it
at
was
such a young
so
age
much.
And you're 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, I was 19 when I had 19. him, but I was 18 when I got pregnant.
So when did you, moving forward, when, and you stayed in school, you, did you end up graduating?
Yes. Good. So I know, I'm so like proud of myself for graduating.
That's
but
amazing.
Then after I had Prince, a couple months after, I want to say that coming like September, I had started at Walmart, and then I used to make TikTok videos. Literally everyone's like, how do you start TikTok? I'm like, post anything. Like, people will watch anything.
Yeah.
I used to be a Fresh Cap associate, which is somebody who works in, like, the fruits and vegetables bakery or the meat department.
Right. I never knew that.
And, yeah. So they would have me, in the freaking putting away bananas and all this other stuff. I would make transition videos of, like, a before and after of when I stocked stuff.
Yeah.
And I would also, like, be
people
in bakery.
People love that shit.
Yes. I would be in bakery, and they would throw away, well, not really throw away, they gave it to, like, pigs or something.
Right.
All the, like, expired, like, bakery goods and stuff. And I would be scared to be out behind Walmart, like, by the dumpsters by myself because that's where all the creepy people go.
Right.
And I would,
never
I just started making
his
videos.
Dumpster diving in a fucking Walmart fucking trash can. I've seen it myself.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's disgusting. Yeah. And I just started making videos. Like, I literally just started talking to the camera of me dumping out rotten tomatoes and like all the stuff.
So
muffins.
That's when you started your online thing.
Yes.
Was literally just vlogging your days at Walmart.
Yes.
Okay.
And like other stuff too, here and there, like the trending sounds and stuff.
Right.
But then after working at Walmart, I was just like some one of my friends, her name's Tina, she was working at Hooters, and my birthday had came up a year after I was working at Walmart. So I was working at Walmart for a year. I became a manager over the truck unload, which I was only a manager for like 5 months. I was like over a whole bunch of guys in the back. So that was like really hard because
oh, I bet they love men that.
Don't respect women at all, especially in a job like that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I was making $15 an hour at the time whenever I was a manager. And my friend Tina was telling me on my birthday about how Hooters was so fun and there was like all these like regulations to stuff, and I was like, I don't care, like you get to look cute, I'm over here in a Walmart vest like opening up a truck unload using a pallet jack, an electric pallet jack, moving stuff around like I'm Bob the Builder, like I don't like this at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, I feel like I can't see Jade doing manual labor like
oh my
that.
God, when you see the videos it's like, what are you doing?
I'll have to see them, you'll have to send me some of them.
It's so embarrassing, like oh my gosh.
Yeah, but that's part of your journey, dude, and that's yes. what like you deserve to be what you are, what you're doing now, because right. you literally worked your ass off to do it.
And so. That's the thing, like when you get to that point, people are like, oh, she just stays at home, whatever. I'm like, do you know how hard and long I've worked to get here,
bro? And let's talk about real quick being a content creator. Everybody's like, oh, you just make videos. Oh. If it's so easy, why aren't you doing it?
That's why I
if
made
it's
that
so
video
easy, why don't you have millions of followers? It's not easy. Like any sort of online social work, social media work is not easy. Editing, I mean, my manager hates me today because literally we are like, we have so much content, we're so backed up, none of us have gotten a break. Like people don't realize it's literally you live your life on camera,
right?
And we're not complaining, you know, but it's like there's some times where it's overwhelming and it's a lot and people don't yeah. realize that. So when people try to discredit all of us, I'm just like, no bro, I'm not gonna let that happen.
Don't get us wrong, like there's so many pros. Absolutely. But you have to work to like you have to put in the work to
it's
be able to get
job.
Those things right. Yeah,
it's a job, it is a yeah. full-time fucking job, and we yeah. don't get any days off.
No.
We don't get, I mean, if we want them, we can have them. But I mean, then views go down and fucking,
right.
you know, you
and
have
like,
to stay
that's
relevant
the thing too. Like if you're just doing TikTok, it's going to be way easier to be a content creator just doing TikTok if you're not doing YouTube and Instagram and right. all this other stuff. Like I edit my YouTube videos myself. When I tell you, I hate editing days because it yeah. takes me like 5 to 6 hours.
You might need to hire an editor.
I know, I do need to.
Yeah, you should. That's what I finally had to do it. My manager was finally like, dude, you gotta, it's time. And my husband was like, you've gotta stop carrying this all on your shoulders, because yeah. I was doing it all myself too. And then I just constructed a team around yeah. me, and I just have an amazing team who right. believes in the vision and they help. And it.
But you can get so much more work done that way because you have people helping you.
Yes, for yeah. sure. But it's definitely like it's give and take. You guys, we're yes. all just a fluid, you know,
right.
machine. So whenever you get to that point, you should probably find like a little homie that'll work
right.
with you and start
yeah.
helping you edit stuff, because then that takes more, that gives you more time to be the creator.
Right. I definitely do need to do that.
So let's rewind back real quick. You were at Walmart. Mm-hmm. You were fucking running dudes and fucking lifting pallets and fucking vlogging it and
yeah.
shit. Your friend said to come to Hooters. You went to Hooters, and what happened?
Yeah. So I started working at Hooters, and that was when my first viral video ever happened, because I was like, you guys, like I have my first interview at Hooters, like I'm
oh,
so
they
excited.
Love the Hooters girls on
yes.
TikTok. Oh my god,
yes,
I love them. I follow like 10 of them.
Me too. Yes. So I posted about like my interview and like what my manager, which wasn't my manager yet, I just had an interview by him, like what he was asking me and all this stuff. And before I had my interview, I was watching videos of like Hooters girls and like just hearing like, your hair has to look like this, your hair has to be this color, your nails have to look like this, your makeup, like the rules and regulations to like Hooters girl. I was so fascinated.
Aww.
Like I don't even know why, but I was.
Yeah.
And then I started, and it was literally one of the best jobs that I've ever had. Like obviously I got tired, there were so many times I was so burnt out, it's so much work being a server, but like being around girls, especially like girls who love like
yeah.
makeup and looking cute and like making money, like it was so freaking fun. And sometimes like when I am at home all day or whatever making content, I'm like, dang, like that was fun. But it was so hard because like my whole family works too, and like I didn't like if I didn't have my little brother and my mom at the time, whenever I was working a lot, like at Hooters and Walmart, like I wouldn't have been able to go work because I wouldn't have had a babysitter. Right. And I do not trust anyone with Prince. Like,
so did you guys split before you went to Hooters, or were you guys still together?
So right before I started working at Hooters, we had broken up because it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like,
yeah,
just, you know, like when something happens, you're like, okay, like next time I'm gonna leave.
Right.
And you just keep saying, saying. I was like, you know what?
And then some days it's like they didn't even make the bed right. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to fucking be with you.
No,
it's,
literally.
But it's like literally like a series of shit that fucking leads up to that moment. I do that with everything in my life. I literally will fucking go through so much shit with somebody and then they'll fucking sneeze the wrong way. And I'll be like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. Like, no, I don't want to deal with you.
I get the ick with everything. I'm like, just please move.
Yeah.
But it was.
She said I got the ick.
No, literally. But like, I was so like madly in love with him for so long. Aww. So like to get to that point, I was like, wait, you're not even all that. Like the like blind love thing like had completely like gone out the window.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell my parents about anything that he did to me the whole time.
Was it abusive or
no? Okay. Just like cheating, like a womanizer, cheating. Like just in love with just talking to other women, like
that's hurtful as fuck.
But I didn't want like anyone to know because I'm like,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm like, and I didn't want them to treat him any type of way because we were together for so long,
right?
And well, then
nice
like
of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I wasn't being condescending.
And then this one thing happened and I didn't say anything to him, but it was like for the like last 3 months of our relationship.
What was
like,
the one thing that happened?
We were at Walmart and there was this girl and he was like, oh, like I know her from church or whatever. I was like, oh, well, why don't you go say hi? Because like I didn't care, like if you know her from church, like that's a friend, like go say hey, like don't be weird.
Yeah.
So he didn't go say anything. He was like, no, I think it'll be weird if I say something, whatever. So I was like, okay, whatever. And this wasn't one of the worst situations, but this was like one of the times where I was like, okay, this is never ending.
Yeah.
But so it was like he started acting really weird, which is what he always did when he was like talking to other women online. Mm. And one time he was in the shower and I did what like I would like to say a lot of girls do, but some probably don't. I went on his phone.
Every bitch in America has gone through their man's phone. And if they said they don't, they're a fucking liar.
Right.
So I can't with the girls who are like, I don't do that. And I'm like
motherfucker,
I go through my man's phone still. And we're married 7 years and I love that motherfucker. And I know he's never going to fucking hurt me again like he did.
Right.
So it's like, fucking, I still will go through his phone anytime. Right. I'll fucking peek over while he's in bed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. There's no shame in that. Like, we're females. We're curious. It's just what we do.
So he was in the shower and I was like looking and he was talking to the girl on Snapchat and I like clicked on
it. I hate Snapchat.
And she had like messaged him and she was like, hey, like I had just seen you in Walmart or whatever. He was like, yeah, I know. I was going to say hi. And she was like, yeah, I was going to say hi too, but it would have been weird or something like that. And then there was like some messages that were deleted because, you know, Snapchat, unless you save it, like it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
There were some messages that were deleted. And then they were like catching up, talking about hanging out and all this stuff. And I can't remember exactly because it's been so long, but he had sent her like heart eye emojis and all this other stuff. And they were just talking about like
bullshit.
Like hanging out and like just doing stuff. And like she sent her number to him. And like I was just like, what the heck? And we were in Walmart with our son too. So I was just like, this is so embarrassing. Like you're over here. And then we had seen her again. And this was like after they had sent the messages, but I didn't know what she looked like.
Right.
So they were like over there, like eyeing each other. And I'm over there picking out bananas. Like
just weird, just disrespectful.
Yeah. And it just made me feel so stupid. Like this is never going to end. Cause it was always like small things like that. And some were like worse than others. But
do
like,
we agree that men that have Snapchat is a fucking walking red flag?
No, actually. Or like when they ask you for your Snapchat, like,
yeah, I think
what?
There's nothing. I mean, I'm not in the fucking dating game, but if any dude ever, if I ever had to go back in the dating game and a dude was like, hey, what's your Snapchat? I'd be like, no, dude, no, fuck no.
No,
like,
literally,
I think
like
people who have Snapchat, it's all for creepy reasons.
Yeah.
It's never for a good reason. You're doing fucked up shit. I don't care who you are.
Right.
It's just, unless, you know, it's like, you know, some of us online girls have to have Snapchats for our OnlyFans and stuff like that.
Right.
And literally it's just for fucking dudes to be creepy on, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it just all ties in together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened, and I had my first ever like full blown anxiety attack. Like, because my mom has terrible anxiety, which I didn't know when I was younger, because I didn't know what anxiety was until after I had Prince. Because I feel like after you have a kid, there's like this type of anxiety that just comes that like never leaves. Or maybe it's just when you get older, there's like a certain anxiety that comes with adulting that just never leaves. How old are you now? I'm 23.
So I didn't start having my first panic attacks until I was around your age too. Yeah. I think like when you're younger, like you get to just live like your glory days and nothing bothers you. And then like, I don't want to say that it's like your mortality comes into play, but you're just more aware as you get older, you know? And I think also if your mom has it, my mom, you know, rest in peace, has had the worst anxiety ever. So I think it's just a hereditary thing also.
Yeah, but I never used to think about it, so I was just like, oh, I'm not going to get anxiety. Girl, you're wrong. But so he came out of the shower, and I was just like didn't say anything. He could tell something was wrong, and he was like, what? And then I was like, who is so-and-so? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, it's literally right here. What are you talking about? And I would have to, like, take a picture on my phone from his because he was the type, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see. Like, literally, like, would act like it's not right there in front of his face. And I was like, okay. So we were laying in the bed together before he got in the shower. And he was, like, getting dressed. And I just went in the living room and slept on the couch. I was like, just leave me alone. Like, literally just leave me alone. And I was just, like, sitting there crying. And then, like, he, like, pulled me into the room because he was, like, trying to, like, Jade, stop. Like, it's fine. And I was like, no. Like, I told you, like, I'm done. Like, you don't care. You obviously have some type of problem with, like, fantasizing over women online or having just some type of whatever. And he was literally just, like, denying the whole thing. And it got to the point where I was just, like, screaming, crying. Like, how are you going to sit here and tell me that you don't love other women or have some type of, like, fantasy for them when it's literally happens every couple months? Like,
it's an ego thing.
Yes. Yeah, like, they need their ego stroked or something. And, like, that's the thing. Like, he would go months without doing it, and then he would do it again. And I'm like, that defeats the purpose of, like, are you not doing it for brownie points? Like, I'm confused.
It's the thrill of the chase. They just need excitement. Yes. So it's like, they just, it's almost like the thrill of getting caught.
Right.
Like, they want to get caught. They don't want to get caught, but they do want to get caught. Right. You know? So it's and, like, some weird thing that fucking dudes do.
When you stay time and time again, they don't ever think you're going to leave. That's why I always tell girls, like, and I see it because I've been through it now, but I'm like, girl, he's not going to change. Like, I don't know what you have in your head.
Happens one day, though. When people are done, literally, you're done.
But it's like they have to go through it themselves. So many of my friends are going through that. And it literally just, because I've already been through it, like, already, because I was so young, I'm just like, girl, like, oh, you just don't understand. Like, that breakthrough when you finally leave, like, you are just going to be so happy that you did.
Oh, amazing. So let's move on. So you were working at Hooters. How's that going for you?
So whenever we had broken up, and his dad left for the military, and it was just me and Prince, and I was working at Hooters, and I would literally...
You said his dad left for the military? Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Like, right. And that was another thing, because he was, like, about to get... I didn't leave him because he was going to the military. I left because of everything that he had done in the past and just had built up. And then I was like... And you're going into the military, and everybody knows about the military. Man.
I was about to say he fits the bill. So
yeah. So I was like, I'd respect rather to the
military wives, man. Respect to the military wives that can deal
no
with
for
it.
Real. Like, kudos, because
they're the fucking strong bitches.
I could never,
of the world.
Like, ever. No,
I've heard some stories. It's crazy.
And it's so sad.
Yeah. So you're working at Hooters, and you're just crushing it and fucking having a blast, and you went viral. So is this, you're vlogging everything also?
So, like, that's how I got a lot of my following, was from the Hooters interview. And then, like, everyone wanted to know every step of, like, okay, so if you got an interview, what was after that? So then it was orientation, and then I would talk about the uniform guidelines and the hacks for the pantyhose, spraying hairspray on my pantyhose, and I would do videos of, like, me getting ready.
Were girls doing this online already, or do you feel like you were the pioneer in doing
that? I never, when I was at Hooters, because I was working at Hooters 2 years ago, and TikTok was completely different 2 years ago, it was mostly dancing. I didn't care. I was doing videos like I do now, like, get ready with me. Like, I didn't see anybody doing, like, get ready with me for Hooters or whatever.
Right.
And there were so many girls that, like, were like, I just got hired at Hooters because of you. And it made me so happy because I'm like, there's so many girls that think they can't do it too. And I'm like, you literally can. You're beautiful. What are you talking about? Like, you need to stop working at Home Depot. Go.
Yes.
Just go to Hooters.
Go, like, baby, go.
Yes.
Live your best life.
And so I was just making videos of me, like, getting ready. And, like, they would just blow up. And then there was this one video that also blew up. That's what everyone's – they always ask me, like, how did you go viral? I'm like – I had like mini viral videos like all the time that I guess just like built up over time. Mm-hmm. And there was this one video where I was like struggling to get into the freaking Hooters shirt. And at the time I was also 30 pounds heavier and I was still squeezing into a small somehow. Aww. And I literally was just like trying to get it over like my neck and onto my body. And it was just so much. And Prince was also in the video just like looking up at me. And like that video blew up. But after I was working at that Hooters for a while. Mm-hmm. I had moved to Charlotte because I had graduated from college last year. Yeah, in November doing online classes. So I was also going to college while I worked at Walmart, while I was at Hooters. Like, I was in school for so long that when I finally graduated, I was like, this is what it feels like to have nothing to do.
Because you were so busy for so long.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, dang, like,
that's how I am on when we have too much downtime. I'm always like, what are we doing?
I know. I'm like,
I don't have a goal that I'm striving towards. What is happening?
Yes.
And my manager will be like, you need to just fucking relax. And I'll be like, I'm not doing anything with my life.
I'm like, I don't know how. Like, how am I supposed to do this? But and I think about that all the time now because my life used to be so crazy and so busy because like I would get up in the morning and like hurry up and rush, and I would get Prince ready, get his diaper bag ready, and I would go to my mom's house, and my little brother, thank God for him at the time. Mm-hmm. It was like summertime. He would like watch him, and my mom would, she worked a night shift, so she would be there too. And then I would go to Hooters, and then I would come back and like come home, get undressed, do my freaking homework, take a shower, and do it all over again. Mm. And like, it was just like this long thing. But then whenever I graduated college, I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I want to go to Charlotte and I want to see
the world.
Yeah.
Even if it's a fucking city up or whatever.
Like, right.
It's still just a different environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then I started working at the Charlotte Hooters. And that was so fun. I met so many like millionaires for the first time.
Sorry, I'm smashing Chachi's head down. Chachi smells the food.
His little tongue. I'm like, so cute.
Oh my god. He's always on camera doing some weird shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So
you moved to Charlotte. When do you start doing social media full time? Like, that's what you're doing now, social media full time.
So,
which I don't even know. Are you on the creator fund for TikTok?
Yes.
I don't know how you do it because I get in trouble. Every time I'm on the fucking creator fund, I'm getting flagged. They're fucking like trying to ban me. Like, it's fucking bullshit, dude.
I've been through hell and back with TikTok. Like, truly.
I remember when you got banned and I was like, girl, you're going to get it back. Don't trip.
But I've got my account taken 3 times and there's certain creators like it's never been taken. And I'm like, you lucky bitch.
Yeah, I don't know how, because there's some creators that are like literally just fucking buttholes shaking. And I'm just like, how do you guys? And I post a video of me in a fucking bathing suit.
Right.
And I'm just now allowed to wear bikinis. Like, literally. And I've had my account fucking 2 years. Like, it's crazy. So I don't know how some of these girls get away with what they do. Shout out to them, because you guys are the fucking chosen ones. Okay.
So I was in Charlotte and I was working at Hooters, but then I got fired one day.
Oh no.
Why? Because
how do you get fired from Hooters?
I know. And it sucks because like Hooters was following me on TikTok and everything. Like, we were having conversations like, dang, what happened?
Yeah.
But
I bet they're mad now, because look how good you're doing, you know.
So Hooters of America had called Hooters and I was the one that answered the phone, like, hello, this is Hooters of blah 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 Charlotte. They're like, can I speak to the manager on duty? So I give them the phone. I'm like, that's weird. Like, why would Hooters of America be calling? That's so weird. And I didn't think anything of it. And then, like,
I love how there are Hooters of America, Hooters of Charlotte.
Right.
Like, it's like very official titles.
So I'm like bartending and then I'm just starting to think, like, what? Am I in trouble? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, like when something happens and you're like, wait, am I the reason? So there was this video. Right. There was this video that I had posted about this customer who I can't even remember the situation. I am so bad with like certain details. Like, it literally just like leaves my brain, like mm-hmm. the exact details of stuff.
Right.
Like I can tell it right after it happens, but like once that happens, like I don't even know anymore.
Right.
But basically he was just being very snarky, very like rude.
Not the snarky.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that word.
He was just being very like a smart ass. Yeah. Like I don't even remember what it was about, but it was about tipping. Like he was like, what if I tipped you this 10 cents right here or something like that?
Just and being
I
said condescending something. And fucking yes, disrespectful. Like, yeah.
Ew, like what the heck? I can't even remember exactly what it was about. I have videos on YouTube and TikTok, right. but it was something about the tipping and he was just being an asshole basically.
Right.
So I made a video about it and I called him a dick because he was, and he always came in there, and I still remember his order kind of to this day. He wanted like 10 breaded hot wings, extra wet, like super wet, and like he would be like, I want them super wet, like dripping. And one time, like I would give him the wings that he asked for with the sauce literally falling off, like they're just swimming in there.
Yeah.
And he started wiping off the sauce with a napkin. But that's what he asked just me one for. Of like, those dudes. And that was just like one of the situations.
Some
like,
dudes get off on being abusive to girls.
Oh yeah, you know, for sure.
Especially
yeah.
a girl like Hooters girls, strippers, anything yes. like that. We used they to have
love
guys,
it because oh, they're yeah. like, "Ooh, I get to talk like mean to a pretty girl."
Yeah, yeah, we used to have guys. I used to have guys who would pay me to do that, but then I also used to have customers that would come in the strip club to do that too.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
But so he had did that, and like I've done that so many times with like certain customers, but. The reason why I got fired is because I was in my Hooters uniform and I was talking about a situation, which was fine until I called him a dick. And that's what got me fired.
They were just looking for
which
a
is
reason.
So crazy to me because I've been a Hooters advocate since day one. I made videos about how to get hired at Hooters. Like I was a Hooters girl like advocate. Seriously.
Yeah.
So when I got fired,
you put them on TikTok, you know, if with your videos that went viral, they yeah, should appreciate all of that like, social media exposure from all the girls who right. do it.
Like I took so much pride.
Because none of you guys have to do that. And right. you guys do that on your own. Because there's this other Hooters girl that I follow. I forget her name. She's super cute. Short, really tiny, short blonde hair. And she's like, I don't know who she is. Fucking, but she's a cutie
I think
pie.
I know who you're talking
but
about.
But like literally she makes me want to be a Hooters yeah. girl. And I'm fucking 85 years old, right. you know. But it's like, it's so right. funny because it's like you guys literally are using your platforms to boost their business.
Right.
Which is a dying business. Let's keep it real. Hooters
and
is
the thing
falling
is,
off
like,
the map.
I never talked
and
about.
And the food sucks, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The food is not
so
good.
So fire me, Hooters.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I never talked about, like, the bad or, like, ins and outs of Hooters until they fired me. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to make a video about yeah. what it's really like working at Hooters. Even though yeah. I loved working there, obviously, there's pros and cons to every place
yeah,
that you
for
work
sure.
at. So my manager had came out and he was like, we need you to take this video down now. They said that they're going to have to discuss it, like, in corporate office, and I don't think anything's going to happen, but I'm just letting you know, like, you're going to have to take that down because they said that's, like, a huge no-no. I'm like, okay, oh, my God. So, like, I hurry up and I take it down, and I was off for the next 2 days, and my manager starts calling me, and I already knew it. Like, as soon as I seen the call, I was like, they're about to freaking fire me. And I was already going to leave Hooters, like, a couple months after because I had started working at, like, a nighttime, like, club bar, which I was making so much more money. And I didn't want to leave Hooters, but it was exhausting. And yeah. Charlotte was nowhere near how Fayetteville was. Like, it was not as good. So I got fired, like, on my day off. And she was like, I'm sorry. Like, I tried to fight for you, whatever, whatever. Like, I'm so sorry because she knows, like, how much I love working there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dang, like, this is so crazy. But
the silver lining is that when you started doing social media full time?
Yeah. So I started working at this other bar and making more money, and I'll go live. And I was doing that and social media. And then I ended up moving back to like closer to Raleigh, where I live now. And that was in May of this year. And I was like, when I move back, like, I'm not going to be as close to my parents. Like, how am I going to work? And I was like, I'm just about to take the leap of faith. And I'm just about to freaking do social media.
Yeah.
And, like, all my family would be like, what are you going to do? Like, you're talking about doing social media full time. Like, how are you even going to do that?
Yeah.
And it was a little rough at first. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I would get so stressed out answering emails with, like, sponsorships and stuff. And, like, I was so, like, overwhelmed. But I was, like, making, like, I make more than like I've ever made now. Cause yeah. I'm like, and I'm like, what if I never took that leap of faith? Like, what if I just stayed working at that bar?
Even if nobody believes in you, you got to always believe in yourself. Right. How do you feel about it now, Mom? Now that she's doing. Yeah. I'm so proud of her. Yeah. It's crazy to watch what she's built, right? And I think it's amazing, you know, people, there's that website that we shall remain unnamed. And it's like, people will pick apart. I don't go on there. I went on there whenever fucking Dimps came on and fucking, yeah, it was enough for me. So I won't go on there. But, you know, I feel like those people over there always have bad things to say about people. But literally the love outweighs the hate, because right. it's like I tell everybody that comes on the podcast, we all have like our own little cult followings mm-hmm. that just love us. And
right.
literally just wake up every day to watch what we do.
Right.
And I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, to watch what you've built, especially doing vlogs and mm-hmm. stuff like that, because not a lot of people do those. Yeah. I've always been a vlogger too, except right. I did it on YouTube too. Mm-hmm. And then I just started slowly bringing it over to mm-hmm. TikTok, which now I won't even vlog on fucking YouTube anymore.
It's so much easier on TikTok.
Yeah. And YouTube silences me and, you know, fucking
that's so annoying.
Just like always censors me. I'm always in right. trouble. But how has TikTok changed your life? Like,
literally in so many ways. Like, I'm so grateful. And I never, like, thought I would hit 1 million. I never thought I would hit 2 million. And I hit 2 million, like, overnight. Like, yeah. I hit 1 million, and then it was, like,
yeah, there was a minute where you were literally growing I so know. Fast. I was like, go, baby, go. What the heck is
going on?
Yeah.
And it literally came from, and, like, that's the thing when you're a content creator. You have to pay attention to what they want to see. Mm. And, like, obviously do what you love as well. But, like, what they want to see. And, like, one of the things was, like, me going to, like, Marshall's or Ross or, like, whatever. Yeah. And finding, mm-hmm. like, the pink glittery, like, cheap Juicy Couture, like, yeah. and everyone would just, and, like, now everyone's, like, on a hunt, like, let me go into Burlington and see what I can find, and they post videos, and, like, it's just so
I think that was one of my things see. that drew me to you, because everything that you love is my era,
yes.
you know, like, the Playboy Bunnies, yes. the pink, the,
right.
like, all the stuff, your whole, I guess they call it, what, now, Y2K aesthetic yeah. is what it's called?
Some call it, like, McBling, trashy
Y2K McBling? Yeah. I love that, yes. that's awesome. No, I love yes. it, though, and, like, this is all the rhinestones, yes. all of it. Like, I love it.
And, like, it doesn't suit everybody. And that's the thing. No, like, some people come on there like, Susan, I'm so sorry that my aesthetic doesn't match your, yeah. like, pioneer woman.
Yeah. Like, not the pioneer woman. She was doing a signing one time. We were on tour and she was doing a signing at a Walmart one time. And let me tell you something. Those pioneer women, fucking that fan base is yeah. mean.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
If you cut them in line, they will fucking shank you with a pot, dude. Like, yeah. they do not give a fuck. Yes. They'll hit you in the head with a fucking pioneer woman frying pan. They don't give a shit, dude.
Yes.
I was like, I never even knew what a pioneer woman was until that fucking happened. But
it's like a whole cult for real.
So 2023 is coming up. What does Jade Amber want to do in 2023?
So I want to start my own business. And yeah. right now I'm like in between like what exactly I want to do. Like I'm like, do I want to do merch? But at the same time, I'm like, no, like I want my own like shop. Like I just want like a whole bunch of stuff, honestly. Yeah. Like
we got to start somewhere. You yeah, know, always start right. somewhere and just keep building.
Yeah.
Don't miss out on the bag, you know, don't right. There's a saying that my husband says and I can't fucking remember it. It's like, don't get in right. the way of perfect by trying to do perfection.
Right. Like you're gonna have to start at some point. It's not right. But that's like when you start a YouTube, whatever. Like I started on my phone.
Yeah.
And people were still watching it. And now like I use a camera.
Yeah.
It's
I'm going through that right now with our yeah. vlogs. Literally, me and Mimi had this conversation today because I'm trying to hire a new videographer for our team. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't like this. Da, 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 da. And I was like, you know what? I'll just fucking pay somebody to follow us around with a camera phone. She's like, no, bitch, it's time to elevate, you know?
Yeah. But you have to start somewhere. And that's what like I've been telling myself. So I'm like in the process. I've been doing like my research on like trademarking a lot of stuff, but then like I was like getting scared because there's a whole bunch of like legal stuff and I'm like, I have to get an attorney, like what? Like I'm just like so confused.
Yeah, but that it's so easy. Right. And actually a trademark attorney reached out to me on TikTok. I'll give you her page.
Okay.
And you know, maybe yeah. just because we're all kindred spirits on right. TikTok, you know, maybe she can help you with that.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely want to have like my own shop. And like at some point in time, like I want to have meet and greets now that COVID, it's not over, but like
right. that has calmed down.
Right. But like I want to meet my supporters face to face. I want to know like, oh my God, you're the girl that's like literally commented on every video like that I've ever yeah. made and like do stuff like that. And I want to like get on YouTube more, but I don't know. Some people say they want me to have a podcast, but I say like and too much for
why?
That.
Do it. What do you mean? Like, do it. Literally, it'll become your whole little like steez. So
I know. I'm yeah. like, I don't even know like, I say, what like, I would talk about too. Though.
girl, I think you got enough to talk about.
Right.
You'll have no problem. Just put a mic in front of you. You'll be fine.
Right. But yeah, so those are my plans for 2023. I don't really have any other like crazy plans though, but I do want to start traveling and stuff since like me and Prince, like we have all the time in the world almost. Yeah. But yeah, and especially like once Prince, he's like on a waiting list for this really good preschool, which I didn't even know was a thing. Like I didn't know daycares and preschools had like year.
Oh no, it's long. Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, the good ones. Like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went through that with our kid too.
Yeah. But it's so hard for me to do like a whole bunch of stuff when me and Prince are together all the time, just because it's always just us. Mm-hmm. And people are like, do a day in a life, do a day life. And I'm like, girl, we do the same thing every freaking day. Like, they just don't care. We're always together all the time.
They don't care. They just want to see you. They literally just want to see you.
Right. But I think once Prince gets in preschool, like, it'll be good for him because he loves other kids. Like, he's so good. He's so nice. And he's almost, like, too nice to the point where, like, I'm like, if they hit you, you give them one chance.
Yeah.
You tell them, don't do it again. If they do it again, you gotta do it. Because I'm like, these kids are freaking ruthless out here. But no, he loves kids. Like,
yeah.
Whenever we went to go tour, like, his preschools and stuff, he's like, Mom, I'm going to preschool. Like, he's so freaking excited. But I think, like, he's it'll be good for me and him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be good for me and him because, like, he'll get a break and be with his friends. And then, like, I'll be able to, like, you know, go to the gym and, like, do, like, things alone. And then I'll pick him up. And then we can, like, actually have quality time.
Yeah, I love it. Because we seem like a scheduled person. I'm a scheduled person, too. Like, yeah. I like to have, like,
if I don't have, schedule. Like, certain weeks when I don't write down like what I'm doing or what I need to get done, like I just feel like trash.
No, I understand. Like you're just kind of like a hot air balloon. Just going
I'm like, what is? I don't even know what I'm going to do today. Like, what is going on?
No, I get the same way.
Yeah.
Well, Jade, it was really nice having you on, dude. I cannot wait to see what you do, and I just love watching you and Prince every day.
Thank you so much.
And I just want you to keep doing what you're doing. Don't let any of the outside noise ever bother you or affect what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't. It used to, but now I'm just like. Y'all are gonna talk. It's fine.
Oh yeah, you just block it out. And the thing is this is what I tell everybody: we have to go looking for the negativity. It barely touches us, you know. Like, if anything, we get like what 10 comments,
right?
You know, that are fucking derogatory. Mm-hmm. Other than that, unless we go looking for it, we don't see it. So that should tell you how far their reach goes,
right?
You know, so it's like whatever. We're still winning, bitches. Yeah. So, well, why don't you shout out where everybody can find you on social media?
So they're all Jade Amber, but. There's a couple R's and not so many R's for other ones. So my Instagram is Jade Amber with 4 R's. My TikTok is jade.amber with 5. If you look up Jade Amber, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
But and my YouTube is just Jade Amber. And
what about an OnlyFans? We ever gonna see Jade Amber on OnlyFans? Mom's
no,
like,
so many
how
people,
about mom? Mom, we ever gonna I'm see like, you on an OnlyFans?
She's literally told me before, like, if I was your age,
yeah,
you could.
I know, she's beautiful.
I've thought about it before, but I'm just like, I just don't think I am like confident
built for
enough
it.
To do that.
Yeah,
yeah. You had to be like, strong, like, real strong. Like, I'm strong, but I don't know if I'm that strong.
It's a different, walk of life too. And if you don't have to do it, don't do it.
Right.
But I just had to ask that question because I know motherfuckers. If you ever dropped a Jade Amber fucking OnlyFans,
I would be
you
like,
would get that bag immediately.
That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on,
thank
baby.
You.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you. It's been so fun.
Thank you, and thank you guys for tuning into another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.